Inform client of the relationship's terms. Informing the client of the counselor-client relationship's terms is a requirement for AFCs, and it is useful for any financial counselor because it helps clarify the counselor's role and the client's role. It is especially important to establish that the counselor believes in the collaborative approach. The counselor is competent and capable in terms of personal finance, while the client is the expert in their own life, and each has a role to play. The counselor's role is a professional one that requires adherence to best practices and protects the client's interests. Counselor roles and responsibilities. Financial counselor roles and responsibilities include many things discussed in more detail elsewhere. Be competent, be properly educated and keep up with learning, perhaps get certified as an AFC, admit what you do not know, demonstrate integrity, practice what you preach, show acceptance, be part of a collaborative team with the client, be a coach or mentor, be an active listener, and demonstrate cultural responsiveness. Be genuine, patient, and respectful. The counselor's role also includes helping the client gain insight or take action when ready. Another role may be to educate or provide the client with educational brochures or other sources of information upon request. Financial counselor roles and responsibilities include being professionally competent both in terms of counseling skills and personal finance skills, which requires ongoing education and self-reflection. Financial counselors also have certain professional responsibilities. They are accountable for things that occur during a session that are under their control. AFCs must also abide by all of the AFCPE standards of practice. Ones that apply specifically to client relationships include that, these are paraphrased, see the AFCPE standards of practice for more information. It is not appropriate for counselors to be romantically involved with clients. Counselors must protect clients from trauma in group work or seminars. Counselors must help with continuing treatment when necessary after termination of counseling. Counselors who determine they are unable to be of professional assistance to the client must not start or immediately terminate the counseling relationship. Financial counselors who are not AFCs will still need to comply with similar organizational policies. Violations of counselor-client relationship standards or policies are called boundary violations. It is also a boundary violation to become friends with clients, which could hinder the ability to be objective. Note that financial counselors are individuals with their own values. These may include values about religion, marriage, sexual orientation, abortion, and so on. Financial counselors have a professional duty to keep their private values to themselves and not try to influence a client's values with their own. Counselors can help clients explore the client's own money values and how their approach to money helps or hurts their financial situation/goals, but imposing the counselor's money values on the client is still not appropriate. For example, perhaps the counselor believes that married couples who have combined their finances come out ahead financially and can better negotiate their relationship and manage their money. They are counseling a married couple who prefer to keep their finances separate. The counselor should be aware of their own bias on this issue and be prepared to set it aside so the couple's values and priorities are respected. Giving the pros and cons of each option is enough. Client role, rights, and responsibilities. Client rights and responsibilities are defined as the entitlements and duties that clients have when engaging with financial professionals. The client should be educated on their role, rights, and responsibilities. The idea is to reduce a client's incorrect expectations about their role in counseling. Their roles and responsibilities include being an active participant in the process and openly sharing relevant financial information that the counselor requires in order to help them. This includes sharing relevant information about their personal life within their comfort level. While not required, the role can include providing feedback on what is and is not helpful or about any cultural misunderstandings so the counselor can adjust. The client should also understand that they are the driver of change in their lives and that the goal is to enable the person to make acceptable financial decisions on their own. The client is expected to be a co-creator in their goals, action plans, and so on. The exchange can go something like this. Counselor, hopefully we can work together to think up some plan today that can help with your situation. Client, you aren't going to tell me what to do. Counselor, if I did, it wouldn't be your idea. I have expertise in personal finance, but you have expertise in your own life. We are both experts and need to combine that expertise to make a plan that works for you. Does that sound good? Clients also have rights, such as the right to terminate the relationship, the right not to be sexually harassed, the right to privacy, the right to be charged for services if charged as agreed upon, and the right to any promises made by the counseling practice in advertising. The practice needs to get legal review of any explicit or implicit promises made in advertising. The client will be asked to sign a client consent and release form. The details of these forms may differ by practice. A practice or counselor should get legal advice on the wording of forms and get a legal review for any form being created. Here are some subjects that a consent and release form may include. These bullets are not meant to provide the legal language for such forms. By signing and dating the form, the client acknowledges that they consent to receive financial counseling from the practice in question. Understand that the counselor cannot provide legal advice or advice on investments or insurance. Understand the confidentiality expectations for getting counseling from the counseling practice. The form should include language that protects counselors against legal action. Confidentiality and privacy. A confidentiality policy is defined as a set of guidelines established by an organization to ensure that sensitive information is handled appropriately, safeguarding privacy and restricting unauthorized access or disclosure. Establishing confidentiality helps with client perceptions of counselor trustworthiness. It is important because clients are asked to disclose personal private information for professional purposes. Confidentiality is the explicit promise that the counselor and client's communications will not willfully or carelessly be made public or discussed with anyone else, within the bounds of legally required disclosures, and any release forms the client signed with informed consent. Since the client has signed or will be required to sign the confidentiality policy before continuing the session, the document itself can serve as a counselor's duty to warn when the law requires a counselor to disclose information. Generally speaking, this involves client disclosures that they may harm another person or themselves. A confidentiality policy may also state that any disclosed illegal activities may be reported to legal authorities. Also, a court order can require opening client records despite confidentiality assurances. While several AFCPE standards of practice relate to confidentiality, the following help sum up an AFC's confidentiality requirements. Standard of Practice 9, Confidentiality Requirement. Counselors must keep information related to counseling services confidential unless disclosure is in the best interest of clients, is required for the welfare of others, or is required by law. When disclosure is required, only information that is essential is revealed, and the client is informed of such disclosure. Standard of Practice 15, Disclosure of Transfer of Records. Counselors must obtain written consent from a client prior to disclosing or transferring records to third parties, unless exceptions listed in SP-9 exist. The client will be required to read and sign a confidentiality agreement that the financial counselor's practice will have developed. Go over this form to explain what should and should not be discussed in the counseling session in plain language. In addition to not disclosing things that would need to be reported by law, counselors should help clients stay silent about anything that is none of the counselor's business. That is, it would not further the purposes of the financial counseling and could be considered sensitive information. While reviewing the legal requirements could be seen as reducing the client's willingness to share, if the client knows what is out of bounds, this can be liberating. Breaches of confidentiality are a common reason for social workers in general to be exposed to malpractice claims. Privacy is related to confidentiality but has some differences. Privacy is a legal right, while confidentiality is a contractual right. Private information is information about values, beliefs, fears, feelings, opinions about other people or things that are not public knowledge, or it is personally identifiable information, PII, that could result in identity theft if enough of it were to be disclosed. Discussion of U.S. privacy laws is outside the scope of this course. Ethics and fiduciary responsibilities. AFCs must abide by the AFCPE Code of Ethics, defined as a set of ethical guidelines established by the Association for Financial Counseling, Planning Education, AFCPE, to ensure that financial professionals uphold integrity, objectivity, confidentiality, and professionalism in their practice. This code is addressed elsewhere. Professional practices will also have codes of ethics or an ethics policy, defined as a set of guidelines outlining an organization's standards for ethical behavior expected from its employees and stakeholders. Ethics policies require adherence as a condition of employment. Study the applicable ethics codes and keep a copy for reference. All professional practice ethics codes indicate what a person must or must not do in their professional practice, but they do not address every nuance of an issue. Professionals must make many judgment calls. Ethics can come up in many client situations. However, ethics codes and standards of practice may not cover all parts of the issue. Example, Ron and Vincent are a couple attending counseling together. The counselor needs to clarify confidentiality expectations for both of them. The counselor ensures that the individuals are aware that both will be privy to any information shared with the counselor. the counselor says, should something be disclosed on the phone, email, or another circumstance when one of you is not present, both of you should be aware that there is no expectation that I will maintain secrecy or confidentiality from the other individual. I will operate from the assumption that if something is disclosed to me, I am free to disclose it to the other party. The financial counselor can also make it clear that the counselor is not a marital therapist. The counselor will provide no advice on a client couple's relationship. An AFC has fiduciary responsibilities. A fiduciary standard is defined as a legal and ethical requirement that financial professionals act in their clients' best interests when offering investment advice or managing assets. Financial counselors must disclose their payment terms or how they are otherwise compensated before the session formally begins. However, financial counselors cannot provide legal, tax, insurance, or investment advice, including for retirement plans. They do not invest funds on behalf of clients. For these reasons, some of the features of a fiduciary do not apply to AFCs. However, AFCs must disclose any conflicts of interest, defined as situations where an individual's personal interests could compromise their professional judgment, actions, or responsibilities. Here, this primarily refers to the prohibition against paying or accepting any referral fees. AFCs must also disclose how they are compensated. Other policies. A financial counseling practice may have other policies that require adherence by the counselor and/or client, such as social media policy and consent forms. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI policies, whistleblower policies, record retention and destruction policies, disaster plans.